Chair. We really are proud to have you here. We're proud to receive the building and be proud to have you here. Now, at this time, I would like to call on the Oklahoma Military Academy Band for an excellent Oklahoma Military Academy Band. Let us pray. God of our fathers, whose almighty hand has made and preserved our nation, we offer unto thee our grateful thanks for thy mercy in giving us the courage to persist in building this Tulsa Exposition Center building in the face of great difficulty. We ask thee, dear Lord, to come into the hearts of each one of us, now open here before thee, that we may each feel very near to thee, while we dedicate this facility to thy glory, with the display and study of new inventions and improvements, for the betterment of mankind, in the oil industry, in agriculture, and in all related scientific industries throughout the world. Give us, we pray thee, the grace of humility, the faith of the open mind, and a steady confidence in the power of truth. May thy will be done here, and thy program be carried out, beyond time and circumstance, for the good of America and the peace of the world. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. I'd like at this time to have the members of the Board of Trustees of the Southgate Community Prayer Corporation stand, please. All the members of the Board of the Wise. We're especially honored today to have a good friend to come see and give us his pleasure to introduce our governor of the state of Oklahoma, the Honorable Henry Bellman. We will all hear from Mr. Bellman later in the program. On December 3rd of 1963, the people of South Dakota, as we know of it, in no uncertain terms, their bazaar or a new exposition center built, which had been proposed and which we now view. Even though the bond has been voted by an overwhelming majority, this work would be done. And there were people who had to carry the responsibility to make this. But still be in reality. Some of those people are here, and I would like to introduce them to the top. Our Board of County Commissioners, with whom the final responsibility is directed, did a tremendous job in directing and speeding the work whereby we have this building today. We want to hear from each of the commissioners later, however, I'd like to introduce them at this time. The Chairman of the Board of County Commissioners, Mr. Burkett Wombley, and Mr. Wombley. Commissioner from the 1st District, Mr. and Mrs. O'Brien. Commissioner from the 3rd District, Mr. Robert L. Kennedy, the Minister. Other county officials who contributed to this project include the County Derby, County Attorney David Hall. David is here today. Assistant County Attorney John Campbell. Assistant County Attorney H.T. LaRue. The County Clerk, Clyde R. Wheeler. Now, representatives of the International Story Administration and representatives of the Salsa Expedition Fair Corporation teamed up to work with the county on this program. In the essence of time, rather than introduce each of these individuals, I would like to introduce them as a group. First, the officers and managers of the International Petroleum Expedition, Noah Fanfare. You will hear from Mr. W.K. Warren later in the program. In order that you might hear from the people who did the actual design and construction of the building, I'd like to introduce the following engineers and architects: David R. Graham and Associates, Mr. Burt Griffin, Melvin Sutherland. Joe T. Mars. Now, the contractor who was responsible for this building and did the work, the site preparation was done by Southeastern Incorporated. I don't believe their representative, Jim Wells, had duty, Jake Hawk, who for 3 years is not here. Foundation of Lord Construction, Dyer Construction Company, Claude Dyer. Brent Wilson, same firm. Tom S. Gray with the same firm. Steel Fabrication and Erection, Flint Steel Corporation. T.D. Weir, Flint Steel. And J.D. Billington, same firm. Electric Structure Installation, Circle L Electric Company, Ian Boss. Wilson Irwin. Wall and Rescue Construction. Cowan Construction Company. Lake Cowan. Steve Cowan. H.B. Kepler. Roof painting contractor, Research Manufacturing Company, Earl Conley. Now, we appreciate the fact that Katie Railroad had to give up a part of the right of way to make room for this building. And Mr. C.G. Cole was here today. Now we have in this operation, we have a fairground to meet many friends. We have some of those with us today. So I'd like to introduce at this time, they are our Mayor James L. Maxson. Police Commissioner Mr. Benny Garrett. Street Commissioner Mr. Robert Steele Fortune. Finance and Revenue Commissioner Mr. Fay E. Keith. City Auditor William F. Lambert. One of the most important events coming up for our community, and one which we will be using the new Exhibition Center building for the first time, is the International Petroleum Exhibition. We do have the President of the IPE. It's my pleasure at this time to introduce to you Mr. W.K. Wong, President of IPE. Mr. Wong.
Participate in the oil show of 1966.
some 7 years since our last show. We had anticipated using the former building, most of which were constructed many years ago by the IPE, and also those buildings constructed by the oil supply companies at a cost of several million dollars. Our buildings were badly in need of costly repairs, and having a sublease from the Tulsa Fair Board, they, sensing the condition of the IPE building, thought it prudent to construct a brand new home to be used not only for all oil shows, but for other industries as well, having in mind that a new building such as we are dedicating today would be an outstanding asset to Tulsa. A center for many business developments outside the scope of the oil and gas industry. Well, you know how the citizens of Tulsa accepted the IPE and Fair Board joint proposal. They voted overwhelmingly in favor of this fine structure. On behalf of the executive directors and the board, I wish to congratulate the citizens of Tulsa in providing this building. Our board of directors represent all the divisions of oil, of large and small companies in the petroleum industry in every producing state of the United States. We are a non-profit organization which held its first show in 1923 on the Rope-Off Street adjacent to the Tulsa Municipal Theater. Speaking as a Tulsa for a moment, and laying aside my role as IPE president, I wish to say that the IPE was one of the reasons Tulsa gained the title of oil capital of the world. And in continuing in Tulsa, along with headquarters offices of large oil companies and their research centers, an IPE exhibition will be a factor in keeping Tulsa in the forefront as far as the petroleum industry is concerned. Those of you who have lived here for a long time know that Tulsa was nurtured by the oil and gas industry. The industry helped it grow, and Tulsa helped the industry grow. Like the major oil and gas companies, which have diversified, getting in the fields of chemicals, plastics, mining, and so forth, Tulsa has also diversified in the past 2 decades. But I hope Tulsa citizens, especially the most recent residents, will continue to support our city oil and gas industry activities. There is every evidence that such is the case. An example is the response Tulsans have made towards providing their homes for exhibitors and oil companies in the coming show. We may be asking you for more homes in a few weeks, as our housing bureau tells me that we will need additional bedrooms in homes for 1 or 2 days allocation to thousands of oil men and women who will come in for a short period. Tulsa has over 3 times the commercial housing space it had at the last show held in 1959. Most of this is the result of building a motel on a Kelly bypass, plus 2 new downtown hotels. Many of the owners of new apartment buildings being currently erected are providing occupancy space for the show duration. But in spite of this, we need and welcome the unselfish efforts
of our civic-minded citizens in putting out the red carpet to our visitors and providing their fine homes in the next few weeks' spare guest rooms. Our red carpet department, the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce, is spearheading a campaign which I understand all merchants, restaurants, service companies, and other institutions which meet the public are supporting. It is really for all of us to see and meet our visitors, to give them a friendly smile and a warm handshake. The good impression and friendly cooperation that we may all extend to our visitors and visitors alike could result in encouraging new businesses to come to our city, bringing many newcomers to appreciate the beauty and opportunity of Tulsa that affords ultimately welcome the chance of becoming residents and future participating citizens of our growing city. This is the place to elaborate on the May 12, 2021 ICE. But I wanted to say that the show management and appreciation of the public providing this building is planning on making the first 4 days of the show special ones for the citizens of Tulsa, their families and friends. Most trade shows no longer stay open at night, but for the first 4 days, the ICE, with the cooperation of exhibitors, will stay open until 9 p.m. The last 6 days, it was closed at 6 p.m. I rambled along enough as a plain citizen, and with a parting word, I wish to step back at my role as the president of ICE. We expect to have the best show in our history. It is quickly a sellout, but we are making extra space available for last-minute visits. We expect to have some 30,000 oil men and oil women who best buy and specify equipment from every producing state in the Union and over 50 oil and gas producing nations in the world. We have professional show management, Mr. Martin C. Dwyer. Of Chicago is general manager of the show. We have a cooperative labor and trade union providing help to put in the exhibit at Union, but not at Gallagher Way. We had the hotel owners turn over their rooms to the ICE Housing Bureau. We have the cooperation of Tulsa citizens in providing their homes. We will have all new buildings. Thank you again to the Tulsa citizens for voting the bond card, and thanks to the Tulsa County Commission
of the family and self-construction. Thank you, Mr. Warren. My thanks to Lil Rand. I got in a hurry and I overlooked one of our city commissioners, water commissioner, Mr. R.L. Lee. I knew that, but I'm sorry. Now, we get down to where we're talking about our bosses, the people who are really in charge of your fairgrounds and everything connected to the fairgrounds, our county commission. And I'd like to call on at this time Mr. Robert L. Kincaid. Mr. Kincaid. Commissioner Kincaid.
Governor Belden, Mr. Gifford Parker, Mr. Warren, Mr. Warren, and you wonderful citizens out there who helped make this grand building possible. You, the taxpayers, are the ones who actually built, not we county commissioners. It was your $3.5 million.
plus another $400,000 that the Borough Board had to take out of their own kitty to put wings on the end of it. Then we county commissioners came along, and we added $21,000 to it about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and we've been out here trying to scrub the service off so you wouldn't feel like you're walking through Whistbang or Desdemona or Kilgore, Texas, or Seminole when you got to the road show. So we'll have it in pretty good shape, I hope, in a couple more weeks, maybe three. At this time, I'd like to pay memory to the wonderful people who initiated the oil show in the beginning. Earl Steed, if you'll recall, he was sort of a metal guy, and things stayed up. And he went over to Bill Skelly's office one day, and he got to hunt with Bill Skelly and Mr. Bogart and Mr. Henderlein. So, in reference to those grand people, I'd like to say, lest we forget, because they were the people who made Tulsa the oil capital of the world in its infancy. While my wife and I were in Europe last year in London, several people had asked us, where are your brothers? Tulsa, Oklahoma, oh, that's the oil capital of the world. And Amsterdam was the same thing, we couldn't understand the language they did. In Germany, it's the same way. Every place you mention the word Tulsa, oil capital of the world. And two of you great people out here who voted this bond issue money, we retain the oil capital of the world because you're standing now in the largest building of its size in the world for this type of structure. Now, those people who are keeping this oil show alive, I'd like to mention their names, and I hope we have overlooked anyone. Mr. W.K. Warren, Mr. Gifford Parker, Clarence Wright, Mr. J. Ed Heston, Wal Hilmer, Jack Shankly, Randy Yost, Bob Kidd, and last but not least, Paul Hedrick, the grand old man of a newspaper perspective, who kept you informed on what's going on in oil now. Thank you very much.
Bob is a district of service. Now, at this time, I'd like to call on the commissioner of the First District, Mr. Frank O'Brien.
Chairman Carter. This just didn't happen. Back about nearly 6 years ago, the town of Houston was shooting for the position as the oil capital of the world and was giving up some time. This is the story that has been told by Mr. Warren on the cover. But nearly 6 years ago, I was called and asked to be present in Mr. Warren's office. When I got there, along with the rest of the commission and the leading men of the oil industry, the leading men of the progressive people in that industry were there saying, let's do something for the oil capital of the world to continue it here in Texas. Mr. Warren, Mr. Potter, and many others made a great call, and it wasn't just started with the bond issue, but it was planned in the far advance of average organization bombs too. Folks, I feel are proud to be a part of this group dedicating this wonderful IED building. A building that will serve many purposes other than the following day. Folks, again, thank you for your kind support and bond issue in making Tulsa to continue to be one of the great progressive communities of Oklahoma. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank Ryan. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to call on Mr. Commissioner for the District, Mr. Burkhart Longley, who will officiate in the case of Oklahoma.
Completed it is about March 28th. It costs the taxpayers of Johnson County a little less than $8 per square foot. The Gloria Canyon on our third experiment is at 6. It tested the same 6,000 pounds per square foot. Designed on the carbon form of investment shows, which in the last few years have become very popular. There's 10,150,000 pounds of steel in the building, 456,000 square feet. All new. It's 380 feet wide, however, it's feet tall. Covers 10.5 acres. It has a plastic guru paint, which is designed to keep the building cool in the summertime. I firmly believe that this building in the summer will be from 12 to 18 degrees cooler inside here than it is out. Now, the electrical equipment in this building and my are equal to 4 times the amount used on the fossil American aircraft. I think sufficient to handle any industrial structure. Now, I'm one of those people who recommended that this building be vaccinated. I know that a lot of them accepted that recommendation because about 78% of it voted to approve. And I feel that we have an obligation to you voters to prove to you that what you did here is well worthwhile for the city of Chelsea, Chelsea County, and the state of Oklahoma. I believe you wish the challenge to put we have accepted, and we believe we can prove to you that it was right. And we hope that in 10 years from now, you'll look back and say, what a wonderful investment you made. Now, at this time,
and
exposition, realize how important this exposition is to our state and to citizens who live in other parts of Oklahoma. I want to tell you that even before I got into politics and long before I was governor, my family and I used to look forward to these oil expositions, and we came here the last two times. And when a farmer would come over here to see this oil equipment, I believe this will let you know that this exposition does have a greater importance outside of Tulsa and outside of the oil industry. This exposition brings industrial and business leaders from all over the world to Tulsa and Oklahoma. And while they're here, they learn a lot about our state. They learn about our people, about our water development, about our central location, about our climate, and about a lot of the other factors that help to bring Oklahoma the new investment, the new leadership, the new industries that we all need. I'm confident that this building is going to give these people a much better impression of Oklahoma, and will do a great deal to help them realize that Oklahoma has much to offer to them. This exposition will be the 15th International Petroleum Exposition. As you've already heard, the first was held back in 1923. At that time, there were between 25 and 50 manufacturers represented, and I understand the first oil exposition was rained out. Well, I guarantee you this one will be rained out, unless the clouds form inside this building, and that's a distinct possibility, I would say. This time, in contrast to the first one, there were 25 to 50 exhibitors. There will be 521 exhibitors and over $1 billion worth of equipment on this show. For the 1966 show, there are going to be over 30,000 purchasing agents expected here and probably 1.5 million spectators. So all you can see what this show is going to mean to Tulsa. To give you some idea about the size of this building, you've heard a lot about how big it is. I'm going to tell you about it in another way. You've all heard, of course, of some of these places, Madison Square Garden in New York, the Cow Palace in San Francisco, one of the buildings here in town called the Center, the first National Debt Building. Well, every one of those buildings will fit right in here and still have some room left over. But believe you can see that this is certainly one of the biggest buildings of its kind anywhere in the world. It's been estimated that the last oil show brought over $15 million of new business, new money to Tulsa. And we know already that having this building here is going to help to bring other national and international shows to Tulsa. And every time this happens, this will mean new wealth and new prosperity for the Tulsa citizens of this area of Oklahoma. In fact, we could consider this building to be the home of a new industry, of the industry of shows and expositions, because this means just as much to us as industries of any other kind. You know, since I've been governor, there's one thing that has come home to me that I didn't fully appreciate before. And that's the fact that we Oklahomans need to develop a greater sense of pride in our state. In fact, we need to become brighter, almost, not quite so much as the Texans are, but we do need to go around patting ourselves on the back a little more. We have more to be proud of here than 10 states our size, and certainly this new building is going to give us something new to brag about, something new to talk about, and a new sense of pride in Oklahoma. We need to develop this pride, and we certainly have every reason now to brag about the oil show and about Tulsa being the oil capital and about this fine exhibition hall. I intend to do all I can to brag about this building and about the show any first time I get a chance, and I urge all of you to do the same. This building, this center, will help Tulsa to maintain its rightful title as oil capital of the world, and it practically guarantees, or I would say say it does guarantee that the International Petroleum Exhibition will make cost its home into the foreseeable future. Anytime you undertake a project at this time, it takes teamwork. It takes a large number of people working together to turn this sort of dream into a reality. And it's a rare thing when one person stands out in the shoulders above all the others in accomplishing such a tremendous project. It's been said that there's never any real good work done without a great deal of trouble. And you folks here in Tulsa know that there has been a certain amount of trouble connected with the creation and construction of this building. There have been many problems that have to be overcome, and there were many people, including the top business and community leaders, who felt that this was worthwhile, and therefore they gave their time to it. Also, on the other hand, there were some who felt that when the Air Board first proposed to build this building, it in effect took the work over the entire oil field grounds that it could never be done. Now, through all the trying times that led up to today, there was one person who really led the way, and that was the man that has been presiding here today, Mr. G.C. Parker, who is president of the Tulsa Air Board. And I'd like, in concluding my remarks, to congratulate Mr. Parker and to tell all of you that I believe it's very fitting that we at this time pause to recognize Mr. Parker and Mrs. Parker for the tremendous work they did in bringing this building into being and in overcoming all the obstacles which were placed in its way. Their work will give all of us a reason to be more proud of Oklahoma, and that it will do a great deal to ensure Oklahoma a place of leadership in the oil industry for a long time to come. If the Parkers would come up here, the Parkers, your friends in Tulsa, the folks who know most about what you've done, have had a plaque struck for this occasion. This plaque is a photograph. It's an engraving on brass of the Tulsa Exposition Center, and it contains the inscription, "Presented to G.C. Parker, his efforts made possible the Tulsa Exposition Center and the repainting of the International Petroleum Exposition for Tulsa and the state of Oklahoma. Presented at the dedication of the Tulsa Exposition Center, April 3rd, 1966, by the governor on behalf of the people of Tulsa County and the state of Oklahoma. It gives me great pleasure to present this plaque to you. I know you will have it all in this way.
Now, that concludes our program here.
today. And I want to thank you again for continuing this dedication to the United States.